This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. U.S. President Joe Biden will hold a high-stakes virtual summit with his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin, Tuesday, amid a massive buildup of Russian troops along the Ukrainian border. President Biden is expected to make a series of diplomatic overtures to Putin in an effort to de-escalate the situation, along with clear warnings of likely sanctions if Russian troops invade its smaller neighbor and former Soviet republic. Administration officials say Moscow has launched a massive cyberspace disinformation campaign against Ukraine's government that echoes Russia's 2014 invasion and annexation of Crimea. The U.S. intelligence community released a document last week that concluded Putin is planning to deploy as many as 175,000 troops along the Ukrainian border as soon as January as part of a multi-front invasion. Putin is expected to repeat his demand that Ukraine never be allowed to join NATO, the 70-year-old military alliance between the U.S. and Western Europe, a demand Biden is expected to reject. For his part, Biden is expected to threaten to cut off Russia from SWIFT, the international financial payment system. The U.S. has provided considerable military support to Ukraine, but administration officials said the U.S. will not deploy combat troops to the country in the event of a Russian invasion. China is denouncing the Biden administration's decision to impose a diplomatic boycott of the upcoming 2022 Beijing Winter Olympics as a violation of the Olympic spirit. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Zhao Linjiang told reporters Tuesday in Beijing the U.S. would suffer a loss of moral authority and credibility from the boycott, and that would have a negative impact on bilateral dialogue and cooperation in important areas. He repeated a promise made Monday that China would take countermeasures if Washington were to go through with the boycott. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Monday the administration will not send any diplomatic or official representation to the Winter Games. This is VOA News. With her successor, Olaf Scholz, expected to take office Wednesday, the near-record tenure of Germany expected to come is coming to an end with praise from abroad and enduring popularity at home. Merkel was assured of a place in the history books when she became Germany's first female chancellor November 22, 2005. Over the next 16 years, she was credited with raising Germany's profile and influence, working to hold a fractious European Union together, managing a string of crises, and being a role model for women worldwide. A former scientist who grew up in communist East Germany, Merkel is leaving office about a week short of the record for longevity held by her one-time mentor Helmut Kohl, who reunited Germany during his 1982 to 1998 tenure. While Merkel perhaps lacks a spectacular signature achievement, the center-right Christian Democrat came to be viewed as an indispensable crisis manager and defender of Western values in turbulent times. She served alongside four U.S. presidents, four French presidents, five British prime ministers, and eight Italian premiers. Her chancellorship was marked by four major challenges: the global financial crisis, Europe's debt crisis, the 2015-2016 influx of refugees to Europe, and the COVID-19 pandemic. A senior Myanmar junta official said Tuesday the imprisonment of Aung San Suu Kyi showed that no one was above the law and the army chief had commuted her sentence on grounds of humanity. Information Minister Meng Meng-un also told a virtual briefing Monday's judicial system was impartial and Monday's sentencing of the Nobel laureate and former leader was in accordance with the law. He was speaking at a rare media briefing on the economy during which he and the junta's investment minister said the situation in the country was stabilizing. The 76-year-old Suu Kyi was sentenced to 4 years in prison for incitement and breaching COVID-19 regulations, but the military junta leaders reduced the sentence to a 2-year term of detention in her current location. Government officials said preparations for elections to be held before October 23rd were underway, but they would not confirm whether Suu Kyi's party, the National League for Democracy, would be allowed to participate. On Monday, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said Myanmar's unjust conviction of Aung San Suu Kyi is a further affront to democracy. Suu Kyi's trial was viewed by the international community as a sham trial. Indonesia's National Disaster Agency reports the death toll from the eruption of the nation's Mount Semeru volcano rose to at least 34 Tuesday. Rescue forces in Indonesia dug out the body of a 13-year-old boy Monday as improved weather conditions allowed them to resume their search after Saturday's eruption of the island of Java's highest volcano. Search and rescue efforts were temporarily suspended Monday afternoon because of fears heavy rain would cause more hot ash and debris to fall into the crater. Reporting via